SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Then why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? Why?
Police have opened fire on demonstrators trying to storm Kenya's parliament, with at least 13 protesters killed, dozens more wounded, and sections of the parliament building and Nairobi City Hall set ablaze. The streets of Nairobi, Mombasa, and several other cities have been filled with protesters voicing their anger against a new finance bill which proposes significant tax increases. President William Ruto's administration plans to raise fuel prices and export taxes despite agreeing to remove some levies. This protester claims the plans will threaten to stifle the economy and raise living costs for already struggling Kenyans.
We are here as the youth and the people to commune and reject the finance bill. Our lives are tough. People are struggling. People don't have places to stay. People don't have meals to eat. Families, fathers can't put food on their table. We need change in this country, and this finance bill is not going to bring that change. We don't want to carry debt. We want to change this. We want to change this country. We want you as the government to be accountable. We have started with the president. We want you to be accountable for the finance bill. We want the governors to be accountable for the things that they're telling us, for these promises that they're making, that they're breaking, because they're breaking families. People are struggling.
Mr. Ruto has condemned the escalation in violence, the most direct assault on the government in decades.
Most regrettably, today's attack on Kenya's constitutional order has resulted in the loss of lives, also destruction of property and desecration of institutions and emblems of our sovereignty. Today's events mark a critical turning point on how we respond to grave threats to our national security. I assure the nation that the government has mobilized all resources at the nation's disposal to ensure that a situation of this nature will not recur again at whatever cost.
Journalists saw at least three bodies outside the complex where police had opened fire, and medical workers reported five others killed. Mr. Ruto had earlier expressed his pride in the nation's youth for their protests against the proposed finance bill.
I am very proud of our young people. They have stepped forward tribeless. They have stepped forward peaceful. And I want to tell them, we are going to engage them. We are going to have a conversation, so that together we can build a greater nation.
But this young protester in Nairobi wants the president to resign.
I don't want him as my president. I even regret why I voted him. Yes, he must go. This Nini finance bill, we are not amending. We are rejecting.
We withdraw it.
The money that he uses to travel, Ajipange, and to Aribi economy, he must go. Ruto, you must by force.
We are not pleasing you.
You must go by force.
The International Monetary Fund had insisted on the necessity of the bill, stating that it is crucial for increasing state revenues, thereby reducing the budget deficit and government borrowing. Financial analyst Harrison Ikundi says if corruption is done away with, there would be no need to raise taxes.
What is most important, can we save money by cracking down on corruption? Because that's the biggest problem we have in Kenya. We just start the money in corruption. That money which is being stolen, if it's put in good use, we will not have to tax people so much, or we need to not borrow. If you can save on wastage, we don't need to borrow or tax people.
The protests have been marked by clashes between demonstrators and police who have used tear gas and live ammunition to disperse crowds.
I'm Wizzy Coca.
The Kenyan National Commission for Human Rights is calling for investigations into what they describe as excessive force by the police, as is Amnesty Kenya, which is calling for the immediate release of all detained protesters and observers. Despite the violent clashes and public outcry, the Kenyan government is remaining firm on its stance, aiming to push through the bill. Parliament has approved it, moving it through to a third reading by legislators. The next step is for the legislation to be sent to the president for signing. He can send it back to Parliament if he has any objections. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.